young man come back from Vivian's Moran Hospital, who is very seriously ill, was met by a barrage of sods and stones, you know, and hit the windscreen. There wasn't a terrible lot of traffic on Manor Bank Road that time of night, but basically if it had been during the day or more traffic in the road, it could have been a serious accident here. From time to time, it left its head on that road. For a long way there was no problems at all on the road, but all of a sudden, some Friday night or Saturday morning or whatever, some guy comes along and starts this kind of carry on, and it's very hard to detect because it's not happening there all the time.
And is there any evidence to suggest that the people behind this attack have been behind attacks in the past?
More or less, that would be the situation. And again, if that is the case, then the local residents there and the PSN actually would have a fair idea who's behind this. But it doesn't happen all the time, and that's the problem. It's hard to detect when it's going to happen. You couldn't stand there every Friday night because it may not happen for 6 months again, you know what I mean? But it does happen, and sooner or later, there will be a tragedy on that road unless we get the people that's doing it, they stop doing it, and they go and wake up.
There have been various interventions over the past while. Community leaders, restorative justice people, and others have tried to intervene and try to mediate, as it were. It doesn't appear in the long run to have worked.
Well, it probably doesn't when you look at the attack on Friday night, but you have to keep on it until such times as they actually learn that you can't get away and do this all the time.